As promised, we are talking homeopathy, and if you do have any questions, 021-418-4141, that's the number that you need to dial, or you can SMS us on 33841. Our guest today is Eugenie Rowson. Good morning.
Hi, Saskia.
How are you doing today?
Great, thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you for making some time out to come and join us on the Mid-Morning Mix. Now, congratulations on your book. It's called There's a Remedy for That. I absolutely love the title. And I think you've got to just tell us first and foremost, for those of us who are not in the know, what is homeopathy and how does it work?
Homeopathy is a natural system of medicine, a total system of medicine. Remedies are made a specific way from natural substances. They highly dilute, but they basically are energetic solutions from substances in nature that work by stimulating the body's healing mechanisms. So they don't work by suppression as opposed to sort of conventional medicine. They work by boosting the body's immune system.
So in other words, you're starting to treat the cause of the problem instead of just treating the symptom.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Okay. How did you come across homeopathy? Because, I mean, you tell the tale in the book, but it's really lovely.
Saskia, it was quite a number of years ago. I've got 5 children with my first son. He developed tonsillitis from a very, very early age and a couple of months only. And 1 month after the other, I was at the doctor's having another antibiotic. And the number of medicines seemed to build up as the months went by. I had antibiotics, then it was anti-inflammatories, then it was things for, you know, obviously fever, and then I had eventually go on to asthma inhalers, and I got more and more desperate, and then it was allergies, and that fortunately, just through sheer luck, I discovered homeopathic medicine.
And it cleared up his tonsillitis.
Absolutely cleared it up. Yes, and I thought, no, this is very suspicious. How can that possibly work? I spent hours in the doctor's rooms. I couldn't believe it. I first of all was angry, and then I looked into it, and I never stopped studying homeopathy since.
Wow. And now you're a qualified homeopath and hypnotherapist, which is why we have you here today.
Yes.
So 021-418-4141, if you do have any questions. I do have one that's come in on the SMS line, Jeannie. It says, is there a homeopathic remedy for thyroid and excessive perspiration?
Most definitely. It's a remedy called Calc Carb. Mm-hmm. That's both words start with a C, C-A-L-C-C-A-R-B, which works by boosting, stimulating the pituitary and the thyroid gland. And it's particularly for excess sweating. It helps with weight loss, boosts the metabolism. You end up with, you know, it helps to give you to normalize the metabolism. So
right.
Most definitely, yes.
Calc Carb.
Yes.
All right. We've got a caller. Heart 104.9. Good morning.
Hi, Saskia.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Fine. Well, I just wanted to know, I'm on HRT at the moment.
Yeah.
What does she recommend in that line for me to take?
Jeannie, would you like to answer?
Yes. I think, you know, in terms of HRT, you want something natural. Homeopathy has a few remedies that would work by boosting your system. For obviously, if you would have difficulties, you've had your uterus removed or, you know, had a hysterectomy. But if that's not the case, I would say something like sepia is a fantastic woman's remedy. Sepia is actually made from the ink of the cuttlefish.
Right.
Works by boosting, encouraging hormonal balance. It's absolutely wonderful. You could try that and say something naturally. Hormonal replacement should be as natural as possible.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Saskia.
All right. All right, let's take another call.
Okay.
Heart 104.9, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Saskia.
Yes.
Olga this way.
Hi, Olga.
Listen here. I would like to know about her. The doctor gave me a clean bill of health, but I got high blood, and I'm trying so hard to get it out of my psychocond.
Right. High blood pressure, Jeannie.
Okay. Well, there's two avenues you could take. You can take the homeopathic remedy called lycopene. That's L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E.
Right.
Or the herbal equivalent, which is called, herbal equivalent is called lycomato. It's actually a tomato extract. It's fantastic for bringing down that blood pressure naturally. But most importantly, you should perhaps look at what's causing the blood pressure, which might be anxiety, tension, and in that case, you could try some homeopathic remedies that help with that, particularly Califos or any of the Bach flower remedies, which are excellent for any negative human emotions that then lead to high blood pressure.
Does that help, Olga?
I was listening, yeah, and I think it will. I'll try my utmost best to get that things and see if it will help.
Thank you.
So, Skip, I can suggest that they go onto our website. It's called www.there'saremedyforthat.com. All these remedies that I am discussing or might suggest in our conversation, they will find them on that website, and they're all mentioned in the book, and lots more information.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Saskia.
Thanks, Olga.
Okay. Bye.
You mentioned homeopathic, and then you said herbal. Now, what's the difference between the two?
Yes. Very good question. Well, a herbal substance is naturally herbal, obviously,
right.
But it isn't diluted up. It's in its natural form. Homeopathy uses not only plants, but metals, minerals, and even certain biological substances. They become highly dilute, which means that they actually don't have any physical, eventually any physical value, but it's more an energetic value. Do you know that everything has its own frequency, so it becomes an electromagnetic solution, and therefore has no side effects. But most herbal substances, some can be toxic. You have to be careful. Just because it's natural doesn't mean that it's helpful. I mean, snake poison is natural, and it's not necessarily helpful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. Which is why that homeopathic remedies are quite safe to use on infants and children as well.
Absolutely. Pregnant moms, infants, children, absolutely anybody. It's simple to use. It's easy. It uses easy language. It's affordable. There's so many benefits. Most importantly, it works.
All right. Let's take another call. Heart 1449. Good morning.
Good morning, Tina. This is Dorothy calling.
Hi, Dorothy.
I've got two nephews, 19 and 21 respectively, and they both suffer from terrible, terrible acne. The 19-year-old has acne so on his back. Is there any remedy for that?
Yes, actually, there's a number of good remedies for acne.
Mm-hmm.
Saskia, if you've got the book in front of you on page 50, what you do is you go to the book and you'd actually say, well, where is it? How would you describe the acne? We use very simple language in homeopathy. So we'd say, where is it? Is it pimply? Does it come to a head?
Excuse all the detail.
Is it a teenager? Is it in menopause? And so just, you know, a few little detail around it, and you'd easily find yourself a remedy. I think a couple are berberis, aquifolium, calibrum, and say pulsatilla would be a good teenage remedy. So yes, there's a number of them, and you could take even a combination if you weren't sure which one would suit that person.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye. I think what we're discovering is that there is a homeopathic remedy basically for any ailment. Is that true? Is there anything that you can't treat with homeopathy?
Well, you know, I think if people have had a lot of organs removed and illness is suppressed for quite a number of years, and then later on in life want to start sort of getting over things, it's a little bit more difficult, because when you suppress an illness, it's still there and it's going to maybe pop up. So for some people, it may not suit them. But especially organs removed. I mean, how are you going to improve a thyroid function when it's been removed?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Right.
So in some instances difficult, but yes, it other than that, it would work for everybody and every ailment, because it's just boosting the system and focusing on those specific disorders or diseases that a person has.
All right. We are talking to Jeannie Rowson, author of the book There's a Remedy for That. She's a homeopath. We're also taking your calls and your SMSs. We'll be back with more after this. A little bit of Denim as we take a musical break. And it's Denim on Heart 104.9, Cape Town, Seoul, as we continue our chat with Jeannie Rowson. We're talking to a homeopath, and what you can do now is give us a call, 021-418-4141, if you do have any questions that you'd like to pose to her. Jeannie, I've got one here. Is there a remedy for hair loss?
Yes, there's a number of remedies. Perhaps if it's hair loss, say in menopause, then that would be a guiding factor. You might choose sepia. If it was hair loss, say from that went with dry skin and itchiness, then you might take a remedy called Natmer. And if perhaps related to anxiety, you might take something like Caliphos or any of the Bach flower remedies that were particularly helpful for the emotions that then contributed to that. But yes, there's a number of remedies. Silica, for instance, you know, hair really helps with hair and nails. There's quite a few there for.
Right. Okay. So, Zenith, I suggest that you get onto the website, which is www.there'saremedyforthat.com or www.genie, that's G-E-N-I-E-R-O-W-S-O-N.com. Now, from what I can can tell, like for instance with the hair loss story, you got to kind of find out what the cause of the hair loss is.
Yes, you may not know, but you certainly know how you feel. So if you went onto a page, for instance, where it says hair loss, the remedy will say, oh, this one suits a person who's irritable and who's about, you know, in later ages, stages of life or middle aged, and is feeling irritated and tearful and also notices that the hair's falling out.
Right.
So it's a remedy that's going to help with the emotions and the hair loss.
So
that's
it's not a blanket approach, in other words.
Not necessary. No, right. not at all. No.
Right. All right. Let's take a couple of more calls. Heart 104.9, good morning.
Hi, Saskia. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Oh, Jackie, I think we have just lost Jeannie there. I'm going to have to get her back. Jackie, if you can just stay on the line for me, I will take your number down.
Okay.
All right, hold on. All right, we do seem to have a little bit of a technical problem, but Jeannie Rawson, who is a homeopath, and we are talking about homeopathic remedies. Hi, Jeannie, are you there?
Yes, hi, Saskia.
Fantastic. All right, we've got Jackie on the line. Jackie, you can go ahead.
Hi, Jeannie. My question to you is, I am 41 years old. I've had two miscarriages in the past year. I would like to know what I can do to support, encourage a healthy pregnancy, because I would like a second child. I've got diabetes, which I got with my first daughter, gestational diabetes, which I've just kept. It is controlled. I also have high blood pressure, which is also controlled.
And you are pregnant at the moment, Jackie?
Yes, but still very early days, so I'd really like to be able to carry it full term.
Okay, Jackie, I think in your best interest, you should go and see a homeopath. Your condition sounds quite complicated. A homeopath would definitely be able to help you. I wouldn't like to suggest things over the phone. I think you need a full analysis. And just to mention that in my book, I really discuss common everyday ailments, and so does the website.
Okay.
In fact, I'm a British trained homeopath and practice as a natural health practitioner in South Africa.
Yeah.
But the book really discusses common everyday ailments. I think your condition is a little more serious and you should take it more seriously and then get somebody to really help you and put you on track.
Now, Jeannie, how does one go about finding a homeopath?
Good question. I mean, there are few and far between in South Africa, which is such a great shame. It's such a huge demand. That's really why I'm trying to aim to get people to help themselves with the more common everyday ailments,
mm-hmm.
because they can successfully. You're just going to have to look in the areas, but really sort of contact the clinics perhaps and contact the Department of Homeopathy, I think, at Wits University and all the Natal, University of Natal. They do the training, and so I'm sure they have the information. And
right.
I think there's a association, homeopathic association here, of course. They would have all the detail.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, just talking a little bit about homeopathic medicines and self-medicating.
Yes.
It's quite safe, and I see that you have a step-by-step way of actually approaching self-medication in the book.
Yes.
Can we just talk about that a little bit?
Homeopathic medicines are usually found in little pillules, tablet form,
mm-hmm.
mouth spray, drops. It doesn't matter what they are really. For babies, you would rather prefer a liquid or at least something that you could crush easily between plastic spoons.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always better taken internally. I've discuss the strengths. You'd have a 30C, a 6C, or 200C. Those are usually the most available strengths of a homeopathic remedy for particular acute and common everyday ailments. Anything, any disorder that is, a little bit worse or difficult to treat, then you need to go and see a homeopath.
Okay.
They would give you the higher strengths. But those sort of lower strengths are available in pharmacies and health shops and so on. And people need to actually ask for them, create the demand, and then I'm sure they'll see them in the shops more.
Well, this is why I think your book is so helpful, because it really is step by step. It's really is the basics for someone who's kind of getting to know homeopathic remedies.
Yes, I wrote it, Saskia, as a mother. I know all the desperate feelings that poor mothers have, and it is so simple. I tried to take all the horrible pictures of botanical names and pictures of leaves and all of that stuff out of it, Latin words and things, and make it really simple, because it is actually simple, and it uses simple language, and every person can use it. I'd love to get the book translated into Afrikaans and, you know, in other languages and in for South Africans.
And let's just talk a little bit about storage as well, because I started my daughter, who's only 11 weeks old, off on some tissue salts to address her colic and her cramps. And then I read in your book that homeopathic medicine shouldn't be stored next to the microwave. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's exactly where I've got it.
Why does everybody put things on the microwave? Microwaves, goodness me. Well, if you consider that homeopathic medicines are energetic remedies, the way that they're made, perhaps the tissue salts also have a certain physical value that is there, so it wouldn't be damaged quite so easily. But ultimately, if you really want your remedies to last, keep them away from electrical stuff and battery operators and cell phone. But it's not going to damage it overnight, and then hopefully you'll use it up before it has weakened.
Right. Okay, and that's basically the only laws for that? I mean,
that's really it. Most remedies come in brown bottles because it protects them from the sunlight. And you wouldn't want them in a boiling hot car or anything like that.
Right.
And usually when you do take them, you want a clean mouth. You just don't want a strong flavor in the mouth, because we've got little electromagnetic receptors in the mouth and nose that respond to those solutions. And if you've got a strong flavor like mint or toothpaste or camphor or whatever it might be, then you're not going to, it's not going to be as effective. Body won't notice it.
All right. Let's take one more call. Heart 104.9, good morning.
Hi there. I wonder if you can tell me, I'm chronic asthmatic, right? And I need to know if there's anything I can take besides the inhalers.
Okay. Most definitely, there are a lot of remedies for asthma. I really do think that if you've had it for a while, chronic asthma, you've had it for a while, I would suggest you go and see a good homeopath. They will take do a whole history, look into your background, and work out exactly what it is that's causing it, and really kind of boost your system. But since you have been suppressing it with inhalers for quite some time, you must be prepared to be patient and persevere with whatever course of treatment they're going to give you. I know that there are excellent remedies for asthma, yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Heart 104.9, good morning. Oops. Heart 104.9, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes,
Beth here.
Yes.
Man, I got a daughter. She's 22 years old. Her baby is 7 months old. She's on the birth control, but she got this hair, the hair is falling out, and she gets this headaches constantly. Any remedy for that?
Yes. I think what would help her, especially postnatal, is sepia. S-E-P-I-A. It's a most wonderful remedy for encouraging hormonal balance in women, especially after they've had children, but it'll help her emotionally. When your hair's falling out, you're usually not feeling that great. She's probably tired. She's irritable. And sepia is going to help her a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Then just the last one that's come in on the SMS line, Jeannie, weight loss.
Oh, that's a tricky one. Gosh, I think that's a little more complicated. I do think that a person would need to go and see a homeopath for that, and see whether it's what goes with the person putting on weight or difficult weight loss. Right. Are they eating out of emotional? Is it emotional issues? Is it poor diet? Is it eating too much? I mean, and they'd probably need to see a nutritionist as well. A combination of that would do would do well.
Okay, so for your simpler things like, for instance, a blocked nose, or menstrual cramps, period pains, colds and flu,
hangovers,
nightmares. The book, and then you can go onto the website as well, which is www.theresaremedyforthat.com. For anything a little bit more complicated and more complex, actually, you would need to go and see a homeopath.
Yes, get onto the, get yourself sorted out, or get the child helped, and then after that, look to using homeopathic medicines wherever you can, and not just quickly resort to suppression. A lot of parents, we're all in a rush, and we don't really, 1 or 2 days to allow the child to heal naturally, and it takes a bit more nurturing, but they really are well after that, and you're not setting them up for another illness.
Yeah, I just think a lot of parents in particular maybe think, oh, I want to do what's the best for my child, and you don't always want to question your medical practitioner, because you always think, oh, but they know what's best.
Yes.
But
usually what's interesting is they've got fantastic systems of investigation. They really are excellent at diagnosis, so they do know what the problem is. Then the question is, how are you going to fix it? Which way would you like to go? And that, I think, is very much a personal choice, and I would hope that people would like the natural way and put a little bit more effort in and boost the child system. And a little victory for the body is a victory for soul and mind, and the whole child develops beautifully when they've got over an illness well. And the most important thing is not to fear. Do away with the fear factor. Get rid of that fear factor. As if everything is going to fall apart, the child will get sick. Oh, I'm going to get worse and worse and worse. And understand that you actually do have the power in your hands to help yourself.
To heal your body.
Yes.
Thank you very much. It's been so informative.
Pleasure, Saskia.
And we wish you all the luck with your book.
Thank you so much indeed. Thanks very, very
much.
All right. Take care.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That was Jeannie Rowson. There's Remedy for That is the name of the book. I've got it. I know it's going to be on my kitchen shelf because I'm going to be using it frequently. If you want to check out the website, www.there'saremedyforthat.com. We are back with traffic news after this.